Whangarei's mayor wants to remind New Zealanders that Northland is still accessible, even if the road over the Brindewin Hills will be closed for longer than expected. The section of State Highway 1 was set to reopen on May the 13th, but an unexpected slip at Cody Tree Corner has delayed those plans. Mayor Vince Cocirullo says it's a blow to the district, which has been dealing with that closure since February, but the scenic route is still open. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning there, Ingrid. How are you going?
Oh, very well, thank you. This is a real blow, as you said, with this latest slip. I understand it's been going for a couple of days, but yesterday sort of saw a big bit of movement.
Yeah, yesterday. So we got informed yesterday of another slip, which has actually happened, which is about 40,000 cubic metres of soil. That's what they've estimated it's going to have to be removed. Now, the good thing is it's a slip onto the road, so it can be removed. The bad side of it is that it's going to delay the whole project, and on top of that, they're still not sure when it's going to finish slipping because it's still moving.
Do you know how, do you have any sort of extended timeline now? Because it was just, less than a fortnight away before that was supposed to reopen.
And the whole of Northland was looking forward to that. I can tell you that now, very much so. No, at this present moment, we don't have an estimated time. We have been told it's possibly going to be a couple more weeks, maybe even a month. The big catch is we're now moving into winter, which is the rainy season. So there is a likelihood that things could get delayed even further. So that's one of the big things we're just a bit concerned by. We're well aware that that the rest of the country needs to understand that Northland's still open, and we're still going to be advocating. Well, this is just more evidence for why we're advocating for the four laning to be done as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, given that setback, I mean, how much faith do you have that the roads, even if it were to open, would stay open, that it is sustainable?
Well, this is one of the big things that NZTA we've been asking them to make sure of, because when the road's open, we want it to basically stay open so that they can start working on the new section of four laning. If the road keeps closing every 5 seconds, then they're not going to focus their attention on the four laning. They're going to focus their attention on just fixing up the road. And the local roads which are supporting this road are realistically, they're feeling the weight of the extra traffic on them at the moment.
Mm. You've been dealing with this since, back in February. Can you tell us about the impact on the on Northland and your community?
Actually, Ingrid, we've been dealing with the Cyclone Gabriel, to tell the truth, last year. So we've been dealing with on and off. This year round, the good thing is we were prepared for it, and we have been keeping the scenic route roads open. It has made an effect to Northland's economy. Easter was wonderful for the businesses within Whangarei and Northland, especially with the amount of traffic that was travelling over there, over the Brindewins when it was open. There was about 13,000 vehicles per day, which is quite a lot of vehicles over that section. And it was really good for the economy in Northland. Easter weekend, Once the weekend was closed, traffic slowed down quite a bit. Again, the scenic routes were open, and it just extended the delay for people to come to Northland or go from Northland down to Auckland by half an hour, in some cases up to an hour due to the long queues.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you very much, and let's fingers crossed that they're able to get this latest slip cleared quick, smart for you. That was Mayor Vince Cocirullo, Whangarei Mayor Vince Cocirullo. They are open for business. You just need to take the scenic route because they've had another slip over the Brindewins.